Okay, let's start. Okay, we're on Zion.
Fab on face, last line.
You know what we did without you? It was bad yesterday game without you. Tonan Hossam teaches over there in the Mishnah. Eilu Devorim She'ein Lehem Shiur. These are the things that don't have a Shiur. A payer, like the corn of the field, Ba'avikurim, first fruits, Varayon, which are Sugya, Ugimilus Chosodim, the Talmud Torah. Okay, end of Mishnah. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yochanan, because Sforim we thought originally, initially, Onu Loima to say, Harayon, when it says Harayon Ein Lo Shiur, that means Lamala. There's no upper Shiur. You can do as much as you want. However, Aval Yesh Lo Shiur Lamata, but there is a minimum, meaning like our Mishnah said, okay, that there's a mark esef or steak esef. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Yoshia, until Rabbi Yoshia came, Rabbi means being God or door. The limit and he taught, Harayon Ein Lo Shiur. He doesn't have any Shiur. Lo Lamalo, Velo Lamato. There's no minimum and there's no maximum. Aval, Chachomi Amru, or Amru Chachomim, Ariya, mark esef. Okay, so basically, it's as far as the Torah is concerned, as long as it's a korban, it's an animal, you can bring it. So it doesn't have to have a certain value. So my harayon, when it says harayon in the Mishnah in Peah, what does that mean? So Rashi says it's not talking about the value; it's talking about the mitzvahs riyas ponim. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan Omar. He says it's a ri'as ponim ba'azora. It means that you're supposed to go to basically make an appearance. And Reish Lakish Omar, ri'as ponim b'korban. It means make an appearance, and when you make an appearance, also bring a korban. So qualifies the Gemara. Be'ikar a regal kuliyama lo pligi. In the first day of the regal, everyone agrees the ri'as ponim b'korban. You have to come when you come, and you bring a korban with you. When you make an appearance, you bring a korban. Ria. Kipligi, when they're arguing, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Bashar Yimus Regal, day two and onwards. Okay, so Kol Heichod the Asava Isi, any time that he came and he brought a korban, Isi means brought a korban, Kuliyamo Pligi, everyone would agree, the Makabli Nun Mine, we would say, you know, good, bring, great, korban, thank you. Okay, Kipligi, where they argue is the Asa when he came, Veloy Isi, and he didn't bring a korban with him. So the bouncers on the door, what did he say? So the Rebbe Yochanan Sava Rias Ponim Azara, that it's all about making an appearance. To call a master any time basically the osi that he comes, lo tzorich lasuye. He does not have to bring a korban with him, he can just make an appearance. But Reish Lakish says, Oma Rias Ponim b'korban. You're supposed to come, but when you come, make sure you bring a korban. To call Amos to Isi that whenever he comes, sorry, Lasui has to bring a korban to accompany him. Okay. Isve Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish is this is interesting. It says because this is the Isve from a posuk. Normally it's from a Mishnah or from a Brisa, but it's directly from a posuk. It says lo velo yeru fonai reikam, and you should not see my. You should make an appearance empty-handed. So you see from the posuk over here that don't come empty-handed. So it's Kasha or Rabbi Yochanan. So answers Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a lay, but ikar regal. That's talking about day one, or the first appearance. Okay, another kasha in a similar vein, and we're going to have a similar answer. Isvei, another right, so velo yero fonei reikam. You shouldn't see my face empty-handed, and bezvachim, mean you have to bring a korban. That's the final answer, and we're going to just say, is that prove that. So, atom a bezvachim, you're telling me with bezvachim, with korbanos, or eina ela, but oifos, maybe it's Oifois, Minachois, or Minachois. Rashi points out what Zavochim is Loshen Zvicha, something you have to shecht. So birds in the base of Mikdash, you don't shecht them. You do Malika to them. So that's why birds, even though the animal, whatever, the living beings, whatever, they're not involved in, included in Zavochim. So maybe you bring Oifois or Minachois. So, Vidinhu. We're going to say it's good morning. But dinu, it's a kalbachoima. Nemro chagiga lehedjot. It says a chagiga lehedjot. That means talking about the chagiga of the shlomi chagiga. But nemro ri'ir legvon. It also said ri'ir legvon. We're learning the two together. Ma chagiga hamura lehedjot. is Zvochim. We know this is a given, which we're going to, I think we're going to discuss later. But anyway, we know that the Chagiga is an animal, yeah, that needs Shechita. So Afriya Hamaraglvoya is Zvochim. You also need Zvochim. So Rashi explains that it says, just Rashi says over here, shall behemoth chesiv lo yolin chelav chagai ad boika, right? You shouldn't leave over the fats of my chag of my korban chagiga until boika. So b'midi de isle chelav takriv legvoika amos. So you know that's why we know chagiga has is a behemoth. So amar hey, oh now, so we've proved that it's zvochim, right? That you have to bring for the ria. Amar hein zvochim. What kind of zvochim are? Because there's different kinds. There's four basically different kinds of korbanos generally. So we're thinking it's oilos, it's an oilos ria, okay, which we took for granted, but we've got to prove that, right? Ah, so amar oilos, you tell me it's an oilos or eino ela shlomim. Maybe it's shlomim. So v'dinu, no, it's a kal v'chomer. We'll tell you where it has to be. Oilos. Nemra chagiga lahedjo, it says chagiga for a hedjo, it means that the hedjo eats it. But nemra re'ia lagvoya, it says that re'ia lagvoya for a shem, yeah? Ma chagiga, hamura lahedjo, just as chagiga that said for a hedjo, it's a baro'i lo, it's fitting for him to partake of a, you can eat it. So af re'ia hamura lagvoya, so to re'ia that said for gavoya, this is like a shem's part, is baro'i lo, it's something for his consumption. Which is an oilo. And it's, it makes sense. Yeah, shalo yehi shulchanecho mole. So you shouldn't your shulchan is mole with the shlomim, but shulchan rabach reikam and your master servant reikam, and you're not giving any. So he needs. So it's oilos. Anyway, so you see on this brisa that when you come, the mitzvah of ria is with korbanos. So kashan Rabbi Yochanan. So answers Rabbi Yochanan amalei but ikar regal. That's also talking on day one. Okay, Isfe, the third kasha from Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimet, Shalosh Regalim Bashana. There's three times in the year. Nitzavu Yisrael commanded La'alois LeRegel to go up to the Regel, B'chag Matzois, B'chag Hershvois, B'chag Sukkos. Okay, Ve'ein Nirin L'Chetzoin. You can't come half. The Gemara is going to speak about later what is half. Mishum Shenemo Kol Zechorcha, because it says all of your Zechor, the males. The Ein, and this is the odd point which we need now from this price. So the Ein Nirin Reikonim, you can't come empty-handed. Shenemo Mishum Shenemo Lo Yereo Fonai Reikam. Right, basically you got to bring a present. So you see over here, you got to bring a korban. Kasher on Rabbi Yochanan.
Does this add to the previous?
Yes, all three ones are good. We asked this question. I don't know if we had an answer, but yes, it seems it's all the same. Yes, we can empathise at least. But Amalei be'ikar haregel. It says that's talking about the ikar regel. It's talking on the first day. Now we're going to turn the tables. Now Isvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now it's Rabbi Yochanan's turn. Okay, we're going to prove that you don't have to bring a korban when you come on the second time. It says Yeroeh. Year air. Here it's the other way. It's year off first and then year air. We're making it heckish. Ma oni b'chinam, just as a shem doesn't have to have any holiday expenses for his holidays. He doesn't have to pay anything. So af atem b'chinam. So to you, it's free. Just come. I just want to be with you. So you see over here, you don't have to bring korbanos. So it's quite clear not to bring korbanos. Kasha on Reish Lakish. So Ella. We're going to change the pshat. So there's a thing over here that really, even though we kind of slugged up over here, Reish Lakish, but we're going to change the right. And Rabbi Yochanan's okay. Kind of we changed the whole pshat over here because it can't be that was what they were arguing about. There's a Gilin Shas over here. Quotes you to it, says go to look at the Gemara, but we're changing the whole pshat over here. So Kol Heicha. So now, the also of a lot I see. Whenever he came and he didn't bring the Huli Alma, Lo Pligi, no one, everyone agrees, the aisle that he's allowed to cut aisle means enter, Miskazi and appear, yeah, but nothing, and he can leave without a korban. So the question is, right, what do we mean? This is Re'ir over here. What do you mean? How can you get away with Re'ir without a Korban? It sounds like you don't have to bring a Korban and Bechlal over here. So I think there's two approaches. One is that we're talking about is already brought. One is talking about Chol HaMoed. That's one answer. Or the other answer is that he's talking about he comes a second time on the first day of Yom Tov. Okay, so one's Tosfos and one's the, I think, one's the Baal HaTurim. Not the Baal HaTurim, Turi Evan. Okay, Ki Pligi, so when they're arguing, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, to ask of Isi that he came and he brought, and the question is, do we accept it? According to what, is it a problem with Baal Tosif now? We're turning the tables over here. Is it an issue with Baal Tosif? Are you allowed to bring another one? Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Rias Ponim, but Azari Rabbi Yochanan, he said that it's about making an appearance, Rias Ponim, who de Ein Lo Shi'ir. There's no Shi'ir to Rias Ponim, meaning you can come whenever you want and you can appear. Yeah. However, ha le korban ye shiur with korban we cap it. You're only allowed to bring one. You are not allowed to bring more. If you brought more, it would be a problem of Baal Tosif. Veresh Lakish Omar, he says Rias Ponim with korban. He says you're bringing a Rias Ponim with a korban, right? Afilu korban nami ein lo shiur. Even though there's no cap on korbanos, you can bring as many korbanos as you want, so that every time you come, you're allowed. You don't have to. Every time you come, you're allowed to bring a korban, and it won't be a problem about toisif. Now, isve. Now, this is going to be kasha from Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Huka raglecha mibeis re'echa. Basically, the pshat over here is don't be too chummy, friendly with your friend. I mean, go and visit him all the time because he's gonna hate you in the end. So, huka is there's different ways of learning. If it's like
don't be overly friendly with Eishta.
Right, and here in context, yeah, we're using because right because Rashi says over here, very good, thank you, Ari. It says mebeis re'echo. So look at Rashi because there's you're about 8 lines up. It says mebeis ohavecho akadosh baruch hu, the person who loves you, Hashem. Shekar Yisrael re'im, he called Yisrael his friend. Shenema leman achai v're'ai. So he's talking about don't be too friendly with Hashem in the sense that okay, so it's been oh. So it means don't bring too many korbanos. So we see there's a cap. We cap the korbanos. So since we cap the korbanos, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. So
hukah means to uproot.
What's that?
Hukah means
to uproot. So I remember looking this right now. So normally the word hukah is maybe it's like mikra, but rare, also rare. It's also heavy.
Rare.
Rare could be rare, but also for some people it's heavy. You should have heavy feet. Maybe be sluggish. Don't be too. No, that's to be with an iron. Oikeh. Right, but this is with, yeah. So, Dafilu, right, Dafilu, no one explains it on the page over here. You got to look in, right. So, Dafilu, Korban, Nam, oh, just wait. So we answer though, no. Over there, when you don't bring too many korbanos, is hasim b'chatois v'ashamois. That's talking about chatois v'ashamois. Could Rabbi Levi means don't sin too much because if you're going to sin a lot, yeah, you're going to have to bring korbanos. So don't do that. Yeah, okay. And we're going to prove that. Yeah, could Rabbi Levi? The Rabbi Levi Rami. Rabbi Levi has a contradiction in two pesukim because one pasuk says huka raglecha mebeis re'echa. Basically, you shouldn't be too friendly with Hashem and bring korbanos all the time. But it says also avoy veisecha and I shall enter to your house, meaning into the base of mikdash. But oilos, like every time it comes, so you bring a lot. So what's going on? It says lo kasha kan bechatos v'ashamos, meaning don't sin a lot, so you have to bring korbanos. That's not good. But kan be'oilos v'shlomim. But if you bring in nedarim and nedavos, that's great. Okay, Tanya Namiha, we've got a bracha like that. It says hukar aglecha mebeis re'echa. Bechatos v'ashamos echos midaber. It's talking about chatos and ashamos. That's a statement. Maybe not. Atoy me bechatos v'ashamos or eno ela oilus v'shlomim. Maybe it's oilus v'shlomim. You shouldn't bring too much. So because you're meh, we've got another possible. This is avoy v'secho, but oilus. When it says I should come to your house and bring oilus, ashalem lechoni d'rai, and I shall play to you my pledges that I pledged to you with korbanos, which is a positive thing. Hare oilus v'shlomim amor. We see that's in a positive. Keep bringing them. So ha and ma ani mekayim. What am I going to say? Huka raglecha mibeis re'echa. That's talking about bachata ois v'asher mois akosav midaber. Okay, we will stop there.
How is it? So the harayon that we talked about originally in the Mishnah, when you said ein hem shur. What is that now going on?
It seems to be saying it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When the Ryan Ein Lo Shia means that that means yes. It sounds like, well, the way Rashi said, I mean, you have to think about it, that it says that we seem to be talking about upper Shia. We don't cap the korbanos according to Reish Lakish, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, we cap the korbanos. So the appearing is not is Ein Lo Shia.
There's three opinions, because I'm saying originally we thought it was talking about within a korban how much you spent.